Yeah. Hello? Hello? Sorry, I can't hear you. Must be something wrong with the tape recorder. Anyway, I bet you can hear me. And I just bet you called to hear some of the finest in recorded telephone entertainment, right? Well, I'm sorry. We don't have any of that. So you'll just have to settle for the Wild Side for November 3rd through November 7th, 1985. I'm William Wilde, although my friends insist on calling me William Wilde. Hi, good to see you. Nice suit. How's your mom? I'm glad so many people enjoyed my Wild Side Halloween show, although I really must tell you, I didn't do that. I mean, when I released it, it was just like all my other shows. It just came out like that on the line for some reason. I don't know. It's very strange. We had to call in a priest to exorcise the telephone line before Paul could run Diller, though I'm not sure we should have really bothered. But anyway, my input line here at 761-0333 has been recording your comments for over a week, so I've got a lot of stuff piled up here. So either you hang up now and save yourself, or prepare to endure the post-Halloween horrors of the comments.
Open that bridge, Farman! Open it, I say!
Paul Mack sent me. What are you going to do about it? Huh? Paul Mack sent me. What are you going to do about it? Huh? Huh?
Close it! Close it up again! Yeah, this is Rico Van Nuys. I just called because I just got done listening to Richie Telcom, and now I just got done listening to yours. And your tape is far superior to that of Richie Telcom. His sound quality is poor, and you can't hear anything except for his loud, annoying voice in your ear. And it was far better a pleasure to listen to your tape, and I thank you. This has been Rico Van Nuys. Bye.
Hi, this is J818, and what I was wondering is yet how on the tape do you get such crisp sound without distorting noises, such as when someone calls in and leaves a message, it's usually kind of distorted. How do you get the crisp sound? How are you able to mix in sound effects and music in the background at the same time? Don't you need other equipment besides your recorder call? I mean, for example, on that telephone, he was playing music at the same time somebody was talking and doing the sound effects of nuclear bomb at the same time he was doing this and speaking as if he was in a disc jockey studio. And it was really wild. I mean, I'd be interested in doing something like that. It sounds like a fantastic hobby. And also entertainment for the public as well. He's been J818.
You've arrived on the Wild Side. 3330. The most phone entertainment you can get in one ear at one time.
Those tigers took his clothes. Now they're after his pancakes. Buddy's fighting back. First Blood, Part 2. Sambo.
Yeah. They sent him on a mission that was designed to fail, but they chose the wrong little boy. Sambo's back, and he's turning tigers into butter.
I think that'll fly.
That's amazing. Hey, I don't like that too much. How about this one? She's back, and her hot Latin temper is about to boil over. Charl, First Gig, Part 2. I see her blind thousands of Vietnamese with her cheap jewelry. Charl. No shallow victories. He was quiet long enough. Now he's out to make himself heard. Harpo, First Words, Part 1. I got one for you. They said she couldn't sing, and now she's out to prove it. Yoko, First Album, Side 2. Yeah. All right. They laughed at him and called him names. Now he's out to show them who has the peanuts. Dumbo, First Hit, Ring 2.
A long, long time ago, I could still remember all those common lines around. But now it seems in time, I'm gonna be start a-crying, cause all the common lines are going down. I wanna take just about 1 minute to thank all the nice guys that put up common lines in the history of my time on phones.
Al Bernay, one of the greatest guys ever in phone lines. Dave Glendale and Bill, and now runs 996, had a comment line, which was excellent. Glendale comment line, I miss it. Of course, Mark party line over in, I believe he was in Northridge, had a good comment line. And we can't forget all the good ones. I mean, we had a lot of them. We had the Link, Joe Link. I think it was Tony and Joe Link. And then when we lost Mark's sounding board, God bless his soul, one of the best comment lines. And, of course, I got to thank my good friend Jim Clothesline for putting up a really good comment line. And that's Gone Water Under the Bridge and John OCC.
I'm sorry, Bob, but that buzzer indicates that your 60 seconds is up.
And soon, you know, it'll be the barking dog singing, Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Hello and hi there, this is me, Mike North Hollywood, formerly Mike West Hollywood, formerly M90069. Who gives a fuck? I don't really care. All I know is my name is Mike. Bill, you know, every week I get more and more respect for you. Anyway, why do I sound so funny? I don't know. It's probably because I'm on location in Van Nuys. Van Nuys and Sherman Way, to be exact. But anyway, as I continue this dribble, I have to say, I am going to have to rise to the serious problem of now there being Calcom and the wild side. You know, because once you call the wild side, you've got nothing else left to do and take... wait until next week. So, now I am going to do my community service. And coming soon, in 1986, yes, me, Mike, North Hollywood, or wherever I'm living at the time, all I know is that my name is Mike, or something like that, will be putting up a line with an outstanding... well, let's not say outstanding, because I'll reserve the outstanding for my good friend, Mr. Paul Mack, but let's just say a unique and different... type of comment line. It's all a secret as for now. Anyway, but it'll be something fantastic and a compliment to all the phone lines, even Calcom. Signing off, saying hello to everyone out there in phone world, to all my friends and all my enemies, may you have a very healthy and healthy day. Thank you, Bill. Have a good day. And I'm going to sign off here. Something like that. From beautiful downtown Van Nuys, this has been Mike North Hollywood. Goodbye.
Well, Mike, I suppose that by now you've heard, as I suspect probably everybody has, that Nino was only doing a little Halloween pranking. And in fact, Telefun is not down, but is only going through its annual reruns. And that if you call 882-9524... You'll be able to listen to Caller Collage reruns and Gopher Twin reruns, I believe, and God knows what other silliness he's going to be sticking in your ear over there at Telefun. But remember, 882-9524 will be running until further notice, as far as I know. And you can, of course, call the other working line in this area that I know of, which is Freaky Phone, 993-3466 for their input, for their output, and 993-3511. 3511 for their input. I guess DBS is doing something at this point. I'm not really sure. You can check them out at, 769-9880, I think is their number, or 984-0069 or 506-0069. I'm not sure. It's one of those things. Give it a call and find out. What the hell do I know? I'm not in phones. And of course, let us not forget the Plan 9 from outer space of the telephone world, Calcom. At 407-1111 and 407-1112. And I think a whole bunch of other numbers like that that Richie will call in next week and tell you all about. Right, Richie?
Hi, William.
Hiya.
We like your music. This is Lori and Susie.
And Dave.
And Dave from by San Francisco. Oh, Bob from L.A. put us on conference so we could hear it.
That's right. I love your record. Go and do it. Come on.
Talk louder, Susie.
It's pretty good, I must admit.
Good job. Yes.
Yeah, hi, this is Danny Van Eyck here, and I am saying, hey, I finally got up enough information to start up my own phone line, and believe it or not, this week it's already up. What it is, I thought I'd be very creative, a little more creative than Calcom is. I decided I'd be setting up my own type of entertainment, a voting line. You call up, give your favorite votes as to the subject of the week, and we'll tally them up, and on Saturday and Sunday, we'll play the top three that were voted for, and then we'll give you a new subject then. So thanks a lot, and gee, I hope I get some calls. My number is 789-0304. 789-0304, and that's for the dial-a-vote. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
This is Bobby Shabazz, the Jack Ellis Quest of Plymouth. I'd like to say hi to all my friends out there. And how many cows can you stack on each other? I'll give the answer tomorrow.
But this is the prize winner, Bud. My wife lying on her back after she fell 8,000 feet. I used a 400-millimeter telephoto lens for this one, Bud.
Hello, this is Mother Wild. And if you don't listen to the Wild Side, you're a schmuck puttum.
Yes, two things. Number one, I'm testing my speakerphone. I can't hear it myself, so I have to do it this way.
Does it work? Yes, this is the bathroom mode.
Number two,
I'm looking for any eligible young ladies who'd be interested in sitting in a jacuzzi full of lime jello with me. I think we could whip each other with live baby eels and talk about the effect that chicken feathers and cigarette butts have on the econo system of the tuna fish in the South Pacific. Thank you.
Nice mouth. You kiss your mother with that mouth? You eat with that mouth?
I can't hear you. This phone keeps cutting on and off like a crazy.
Hello, everyone.
Look, just tell the president to put it between two pieces of bread and eat it.
All right.
Come on. Ramming cell.
Hi, gang. This is Alex checking in. I would like to actually dedicate this comment to Rich E. Calcom. What, you may ask? Some of you may even ask, why the hell would you want to go and do a thing like that? Well, I'll tell you why. It seems like Mr. Calcom has a pretty good sense of humor. I mean, I've heard him poke fun of himself on some other tapes, and that means he can take it as well as dish it out. So, in the true spirit of such things, I'd like to do a little test here. I have a little meter hooked up to my telephone called a humor meter. And we have just linked into the Wild Side line as well as previously linking into Calcom. And here we have the meter set on its lowest point for reference. That little tone there is the lowest point of the humor meter. Let's hit it again. Okay, it's working fine. Now we've got, Joe, could you hit the Calcom line, please? Okay, we'll see where it relates to this lowest point here. Ready? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, a new low has been achieved. We're going to have to recalibrate our meter here. Calcom just completely messed up our machine. Let's try that again. Yep, recalibrate. Okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Oh, sorry, Rich, that's where your show comes out. Let's try the Wild Side line, Joe. Okay, we've calibrated it. I'm ready? And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The meter is pegged to full laughter. Once again, the Wild Side has been proven the winner of the test against Calcom. Now, don't mind me. I'm going to go smoke my socks and crash on the carpet. Later on, guys.
I have to say something here. I mean, really, I love getting applause and everything. I mean, who doesn't, right? But I can't let this go without telling you the truth. I mean, it is true that the Wild Side came in better on the humor meter than Calcom. But so what? So did Dial a Prayer.
Everyone, it's Karen Grateful Dead, the Divine Flat. And today's October 20th, and 8 years ago today, I don't know if any of you care about this, but I do. A terrible thing happened in the rock and roll industry, and they lost the band Leonard Skinner. For 8 years today, they crashed, and the lead singer Ronnie Van Zant died, and Steve Gaines, their guitarist, and Cassie Gaines, one of the female singers, died too. And the band dismembered because of this incident,
Of course the band dismembered because of this incident, Karen. That's usually what happens to people in plane crashes. Oh, forgive me, Mom. It was just a joke.
Now, children, play nice.
You know, I was supposed to get them to the concert they were going to do out here, and it's just, I don't know, Leonard Skinner to me, you know, will always be a fantastic band, a great party band, you know. When I was in high school, we used to listen to Leonard Skinner all the time at our parties, and it's just like, fly on, dude, I love you all. You know, I mean, even those of you that are still alive, you guys are still very good southern rock band. And the Sons Bro, okay, everyone else, you can put the phone down, but this is just for you, Sons Bro, okay? Listen. No. Okay, everyone pick up the phone. Did you hear that? Chris, I mean, Sons Bro, it's all true. That's how I feel about you. Baby, make my blood flow. No, I'm serious. And Made in America, I'll have to check them out, but I got a confession, everyone. I will not be at the Leather Wolf show on November 9th because I'm going to be celebrating my birthday that night, and there's going to be a party for me. So, you know, my birthday is the 10th, but I'm not going to go see Leather Wolf on the 9th, you know. I got to go. Smoke some more of this good indica buzz that's going around. Bye, everyone. Have a good one. This has been Karen Grateful Dad.
Well, Karen, Paul was just wondering the other day what kind of beer you smoke, and now we know. You smoke Budweiser. Well, this bud's for you. And now, here to prove that I'm not the only ultimately altered or outrageously off-centered or seriously silly line runner around, here's my friend and his, Nino Telephone.
Well, you know, one of my favorite things about Halloween is that I get to start reruns. This is Mr. Fun, and Paul, you know, I know you're probably monitoring right at this time, and I want to tell you, buddy, you know, you are a friend and one of my peers that I really look up to, but I'm telling you right now, buddy, if you pick up that phone while I'm leaving input for the Wild Side, William Wild's Wild Side, even though it's presented by Paul Mack, if you pick up that phone, if you dare pick up that phone and talk to me while I'm leaving input, okay, I want to tell you, I'm going to erase every movie line tape that ever existed, okay? Now, really, I didn't call to leave input myself, basically. See, I'm getting ready to put someone else on here that really wants to leave input on the Wild Side because I am a phone celebrity. I don't have to leave input on any line. People know what I'm thinking, okay? But I did want to say that what the heck did I want to say?
I was going to pick up the phone, huh?
I'm telling you, Paul, hang up that phone, Paul. And if you pick up that phone again, I'm going to take a tire iron and I'm going to wrap it across Richie Calcom's head.
Don't talk to me, Scott. You're dead meat.
I am not, no, dead meat, yeah, right. I know a few people you're going to probably have to ask about being dead meat, because dead meat does not run in my family, Paul, I'm telling you.
Dead meat on a merry-go-round?
No, dead meat on whose merry-go-round. But anyway, Paul, I want to tell you, you know, first of all, the first thing I want to say before I turn over my little brother, because, yes, my little brother, Funds Bro, is standing here. He's dying to leave input on the Wild Side.
Well, okay. As soon as he's done on this side, turn him over and let him leave some input.
But, you know, and I'm basically chaperoning this input because, you see, Karen, you know, you've been a long-time caller of Telefun, and I like your comments, and I like the things you have to say, and I have met you at a few of the phone parties, and I pretty much like you. But am I really the guy that you want as a brother-in-law, huh? Paul, I'm telling you, hang up that phone or you're dead bucks. Okay?
Sorry, buddy.
All right. But Karen, now, seriously, Karen, Mr. Fun is not... Would you seriously want to be Karen Grateful Fun? I mean, is that who you would really like to be? And you know if you keep up this activity with my little brother, you know that it's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be, do you, Karen Grateful Dead, take Funds Bro? You be Karen Grateful Bro. Do you realize that? You be Karen Grateful Bro or Karen Grateful Fun Dead, okay? I'm telling you, Karen, if I have anything, you know, I've known this kid since he was, like, knee-high to a knee-high, okay?
That's too long, buddy.
Too long. Well, I'm going anyway. What the heck? Anyway, Paul is chaperoning me while I'm chaperoning my brother, and my brother does have a lot of things he wants to say. So, Karen, just behave yourself with my little brother, okay? And I'm putting him on right now. This has been Mr. Fun. Thank you. Bye. Tough act to follow.
Talking about losers.
Hey, anyway, no, don't listen to Nino, Karen. You know, that's, you know, just, Nino. Anyway, I wanted to say, fun to me. Anyway, I want to say, you know, just sort of fucked my mind up, but I want to say that, Paul, you're a maniac, and, yeah.
You forgot useless. You
what?
Don't do.
Yeah. You're dead meat, boy.
Anyway, I wanted to announce for the last time before they play, I want to say Made in America was going to play on November 5th. Okay, that's Tuesday night at 9:30. And, to Karen, I know you can't get in there and all that. I heard the input, that you left on my brother's line. But, well, you know, I don't know. We'll have to figure something out. Anyway, we can disguise yourself. It'll be Halloween, right around Halloween. You disguise you, sneaky in the troubadour or what, you know, they'll never know you were there. Anyway, I can't think of much else to say. Except,
that's because it was in the family.
Yeah, what's this business about not having room for me, Paul?
Huh?
What's this business about not having room for me, Paul?
What do you mean? What?
On the tape, you said, you tell my brother, you know, you go, hey, I ain't got enough room.
Hey, well, you got connections. I let you in because of him.
Oh, is that how it is?
Yeah.
You know, if I just called up, you know, it was my brother calling up first, I wouldn't have got in, huh?
That's the name of that tune.
Oh, hey, I see how it is now. I mean, here's my brother.
Now, what do you mean? You're not going to let my brother leave input on the wild side? Now, remember, Paul, I am much better with a razor blade than you are.
Will you hurry up? Thank you.
No comment? Anyway, I'm not even supposed to be talking at you anyway. This is the wild side I'm calling.
Will you get on with it?
Will you run out of tape? Something wrong, Paul? I can hold you off all day long, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, happy Halloween, and one more thing to Karen. I'd be more than happy to be your treat on Halloween, but it'll be a little late by the time you hear this. So, anyway, thank you, bye, and Nino.
I have nothing more to say to you. I wanted to leave input on the wild side, not Mac Fun's personal answering machine.
Get out of here. You're lost. You're history. You're through. You'll never hear this on the line. This won't make it.
Thank you, bye.
Now, just to try and clarify the ramblings of this poor love-struck boy, I think what he wanted you to know was that November the 5th, that's a Tuesday, I believe, at 9:30 p.m. at the Troubadour, is Made in America, M-A-I-D-E-N, like pretty maidens all in a row. Made in America, a rock group of some repute, not quite heavy metal, sort of heavy metal, got a few girls in it and a guy or two. And so he's already talked about it, but go see it. That's what he wants you to do, fill up the house with friendly faces, or even your own.
Greetings, Mr. Mac and Mr. Wild. Well, laughter definitely is the best medicine. I love the Halloween tape. I have to plug one ear and hold the other tightly to my phone because I'm all the way out here in Pacific Palisades, and it's sensory overload. It goes all those things from my speaker, but I can't hear it. You know, just plug the ear and it comes in great. Fantastic tape. That's all I have to say for now. Keep up the good work, guys. It's nice to know that you're one of the surviving lines, because this definitely, in my opinion, is the best of the bunch which is left. And no matter how the numbers dwindle, may there always be a Paul Mac Presents and a Wild Side. Later on.
Well, hello, this is Richie Calcom, and just leaving a comment here on the Wild Side with some very familiar music in the background. I'd just like to say that I just bootlegged a copy of the Observer app off of Telefun. And I gotta say, after listening to this thing in low phone fidelity on my high fidelity stereo, this thing sounds as good as gold. I mean, this thing is gonna make platinum one of these days. I mean, this Observer app is great with the chipmunks and the Mac Chow and everything else in it. It's pretty good. See what I mean? But anyway, this is Richie Calcom, 407-1111. Thank you, bye.
Aye, then it's a pirate you're admitting to being, isn't it, Laddie Buck?
Now, children, play nice.
Yeah, dude, sounds awesome. Improve it, though. Add more features. Oh, well, say something. Later, dude.
Anyway.
Oh, hey, buddy. Now that you're on the line and this is being recorded and played back for public playback,
yes.
Why don't you tell us about Rancho Flowers, nudge, nudge.
Oh, Rancho Flowers, gift and antique shop, yes, in beautiful downtown Burbank, home of Johnny Carson and all that funny stuff, yeah, we got flowers, we have antiques, we have gifts, we have all kinds of little new Christmas stuff. And Lindsay Wagner was in the other night.
This is a legitimate flower shop that your family runs, right?
That's correct.
And what's the address here?
It is 2522 West Magnolia Boulevard. And that's one block west of Buena Vista on Magnolia.
Okay. And what's the telephone number there?
It's area code 818-846-0664.
And, of course, if somebody goes in and says Paul Mack sent him, what will you do for them?
Oh, my gosh. A free carnation. Hey.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for chatting with us on this fine afternoon evening.
Sure. Anytime. Anytime.
Okay.
Apple kizzle.
It's Doug. T-U-G. Whoever is that singing? Someone should give that man a record contract. I once took a voice workshop and was asked not to mention the teacher by name when I told people that I took a voice workshop. So I won't. Anyway, this has been D.U.G. Doug and your fabulous common line, the wild side.
Do me a favor, will you, Doug? Call in sometime before the Valium takes effect.
Greetings, Mr. Mack and Mr. Wild. This is Alex here, and oh, poor Mr. Wild. I've been leaving so many comments lately. My ideas have been multiplying in my brain like rabbits. This is going to be my last comment for a while. As well as my last insult to poor old Richie Calcom. Now, I just want to say to Mr. Calcom, you're not such a bad guy. I was just having fun with you. In fact, I was fully expecting you to come on the Wild Side Input at some point and insult me. I would have enjoyed it. You know, I can take a joke. But since you haven't insulted me, I'm going to insult myself. I'm about as much fun to talk to as your average roast beef sandwich. My IQ is equal to Hervé Valeche's height in inches. 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 Inches.
Well, troops, once more you did it. You sat there and bravely held the phone to your ear for 30 torturous minutes and passed the endurance test again. I hate to do this, but I want you all to know that the Wild Side may start a new schedule of a new show every 2 weeks, and it might just end altogether. I said when I started the show, July 1st, that if my personal life got too busy to allow me the time to produce these shows for Paul Mack Presents, then I'd just have to quit. But I don't want to quit. It's been a lot of fun for the last 4 months, but I have less and less time these days, and you can't make a show like The Wild Side with no time. The last 4 months has worked some of my most valuable equipment to death, and the future of The Wild Side is a little uncertain at the moment. But either way, you know you can always look to Paul Mack Presents for the finest in recorded telephone entertainment here at 761-3330 and 761-0333. And remember all those other important numbers out there like Telefun at 882-9524, Calcom at 407-1111, Dial-A-Vote at 789-0304, Freaky Phone 993-3466, Observatory at 702-0429, and the Bruce Springsteen Party Line at 213-205-7980. Until next time, this is William Wild for Paul Mack Presents and Wildside Studios. And thanks for letting me do it in your ear.
Making friends from the world to see. Let the people know you got what you need. With the friend at hand now, you will see the light. If your friends are there, everything's alright. you got what you need. A friend at hand now, you will see the light. If your friends are there, everything's alright.
This tape will repeat momentarily.